The book of Proverbs in the Bible contains a wealth of wisdom on various aspects of life, including the concept of embracing change. While the book doesn't explicitly use the phrase embrace change, it does offer insights and principles that encourages adaptability, wisdom, and a positive approach to life's transitions. And let me tell you, sister girl, we are in and experiencing some of life's greatest transitions here at the Hey Hey Emmy Show podcast. So I'm excited you're here because we are going to go into all of it in today's episode. It's going to be a good one. I'm so glad you're here. All right, let's go.
Hey, hey, it's your girl, Emmy Cornwell, Instagram biz coach and social selling expert. Welcome to the Hey Hey Emmy Show. This is a podcast where we talk about all things that will be helpful for you and your business. Everything from Instagram tips and tricks to health hacks to relationships and definitely some Jesus. Basically, everything in between Proverbs 31 and Tupac. I am so excited to party with you in each and every episode because ain't no party like a Hey Hey Emmy party. Can I get an amen? All right, let's get into it, sister.
Hey, hey, what's going on? How are you? Welcome back to the Hey Hey Emmy Show podcast. I am your host, Emmy Cornwell. And yes, sister girl, I am so glad you're here. And today's episode, of course, is not scripted and I have no clue where it's going to go. Quite frankly, it's something that I'm having to squeeze in while we're getting ready to go camping, in between doctor's appointments, in between feeding Cam, in between pumping, in between taking care of me, taking care of the house, taking care of everyone else, like all of the things. Hashtag mom life. If you are a mom, you totally understand that you don't get chunks and chunks of hours of time anymore to do what you want to do or do what you need to do rather. And so we are experiencing that right now. I have tried to sit down to record this podcast episode a couple of different times. Here is what we're going to talk about today. And it's kind of like, I'm kind of nervous, but I'm also really, really excited. And for the last time ever, I have said, welcome back to the Hey Hey Emmy Show podcast. We are talking about embracing change. And this podcast, I love, love, love podcasting. I love being here with you, is changing. And that's because I'm changing and you are never standing still. If you think you're standing still, you're actually either going backwards or forwards. You're never really standing still. And I always want to be moving forward. I always want to be evolving and I always want to be the best me I can be in all aspects of my life. And that includes business and that includes this podcast. You know, one of the reasons why I created this podcast is because I was niched down on Instagram as an Instagram biz expert and I was doing really well. I still have a great business that started from that. I still have coaching clients and students, courses, strategy sessions, all of the things, trainings, teaching, speaking. I have that business and it started because I was an Instagram biz expert and what I niched myself down to because riches are in the niches, especially on Instagram. And although that has evolved as well, but that's another episode for another day. And that's how I made it. Like that's how I got my account to 11,000 followers, engaged followers, people who were there to get the tips and tricks and the hacks and the latest on Instagram, what they should post for reels and how they should create their captions and what hashtags to use and how to make your stories look cool and how to sell socially if you have products and services, all of the things. And I'm still good at that. And I didn't want to talk about it anymore, though, even though I was good at it and I had a business around it, I didn't want to talk about it. And that's how this podcast was birthed, because I wanted a place and a space that I felt safe and freedom to talk about whatever I wanted, because I'm not just a single facet person. I'm a multifaceted human being. I love health and wellness. I used to be a health and wellness coach. Health and wellness has always been, as a former athlete, a part of my life. So I've taken supplements since I can barely remember. I've always took a probiotic. My mom would give it to me alongside my Flintstone vitamin, multivitamin. Do you remember those? I may be aging myself. I love business. I love marketing. I went to school for communication studies and business and marketing and all of the things. I love my faith. I love talking about what Jesus has done for me. I love sharing my testimony of the messes that I've gotten myself into and the message that now I have to be able to share with people restoration and redemption because of Jesus. I love talking about money. Got to get that money, honey. I mean, I love it all. I love relationships. I love you name it. That's what the beginning of this podcast, the intro always talks about, is you're going to get a lot of it. And whatever you're going to get, it's always going to be a party and that will not change. But with the change of the birth of my son and just where I see myself headed, and I feel like where God is leading me, it's leading me in a direction to get really focused on my faith. You may even be confused. Maybe you're here and you're someone who's listened to the show like religiously. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Maybe you're new. Maybe you just found this podcast. Most people, when I say the name of this podcast, the Hey, Hey, Emmy Show podcast, all things Proverbs 31 to Tupac, they either like, they think it's a faith-based show anyways, but really it's a business-based show with faith weaved into it. Because again, I don't live my life in a vacuum. You're gonna get it. No matter what we're talking about, you're going to hear Jesus and the good news and what he's done in my life. But some people too don't even know what Proverbs is. You know, the intro to this, I also shared about the book of Proverbs, and the book of Proverbs offers a lot of wealth of wisdom and knowledge around change. And it needed to change. This podcast needed to change. We're 125, this will be 126 episodes, a year and a half. It needed to change because of where God has me going. You know, you never lose when you're being obedient. And I'm just responding to what he's sharing with me throughout this new season of my life. And so we are changing the show. I'm so excited. I am not going anywhere. Hopefully you are not going anywhere. The show is getting a makeover. It's getting a rebrand. But I wanted to share with you just a few things on thoughts that I'm thinking, why the change, you know, first of all, how this podcast came to be, and then what I'm excited for with the podcast coming up, as well as what you can expect. And of course, a fun giveaway that will be coming. So stay tuned for that. So the book of Proverbs really sets us off right in the first couple chapters. So Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. That's actually my dad's favorite verse. That verse he has tattooed on him. My Proverbs that I have tattooed on me is Proverbs 19:21. Many are the plans of a man's heart, but the Lord's purpose shall prevail. And both of those verses, I feel like, emphasizes the importance of trusting in God. Like, and submitting to being led by the Holy Spirit, it suggests that embracing change with faith, like change plus faith, will equal to a clear and righteous path. It means you're going the right way, basically. And no matter what I'm talking about, no matter where I'm at, I always want to show Jesus. I always want people to be like, oh, there's something different about her. I want people to see the love of the Father. And I want people, especially who never go to church, like, I want to take them to church without them stepping in to church. I want them to read the Bible without having to read the Bible. Now, I would love for you to go to church because that's very biblical to be a part of the church community. I would love for you to read your Bible because that's also biblical. And that's the best way to get to know Jesus in relationship is by reading his word and having conversation with him in prayer. But Proverbs really, really is the great. Most people who aren't faith-based, who don't believe in God, they still know what Proverbs is and can still glean from it. I mean, different cultures have their own Proverbs. There's African Proverbs. There's Italian Proverbs, I think. There's Jewish Proverbs. There's a lot of different culture Proverbs. I am not versed on all of them, but I'm sure you can Google them. So are you ready for what the podcast is going to be? Yes, it's going to be a faith-based podcast, and the name, drum roll please, was divinely downloaded to me while I was in the, where was I? I was either at a doctor's appointment. I might have been at Cam's MRI, his latest MRI. I might have been in the ER with him. I cannot remember. But God has definitely been doing his downloads in those times where I'm just sitting looking at my son. I mean, what better time does God do his best work than in the chaos, than in the midst of challenges, in the midst of circumstances where at the end of the day, you can't do it on your own. You have to rely on God's strength. And that is exactly what I'm doing right now, because motherhood is not for wimps. Okay. And having a child with extra needs on top of it is tough. It's tough. So here is the name of the new show. Ooh, I'm so excited. Like I said, I'm really, really nervous too. And I'm going to share with you why I'm nervous, but the name of the show is called The Imperfect Christian Podcast. I started a new Instagram. I have not actually posted my bio or posted anything yet, but I will still have the Hey Hey Emmy over on Instagram. That will be probably my main page. And then I am going to have one for the Imperfect Christian Podcast. It's going to be so cool. I'm so excited, because at the end of the day, I am not perfect. Perfect doesn't sell in business, and perfect does not fly in life. I'm a recovering perfectionist, and I'm not a perfect daughter. I'm not a perfect sister. I'm not a perfect wife. I don't have the perfect marriage. I'm not perfect in my health. I don't eat perfectly. I'm not perfect with my finances. I'm not perfect in business. I'm not a perfect marketer. I'm not a perfect podcast host. I don't create perfect content. I don't wear the perfect clothing. I don't say the perfect things. I definitely don't drive perfect. There's so many different aspects of my life that I live imperfectly. And that's like the beauty of it. All right. Think about this. If you took a beautiful, beautiful vase, like with brilliant colors and a great, like just well thought out, gorgeous design, and you dropped it on the ground. Well, the vase looks like nothing, right? It looks like absolutely not. You're like, great. There goes that expensive vase I bought. It's might as well put it in the garbage. No, you know what God does is he picks up each and every one of those pieces and he puts them back together. The Holy Spirit is the glue, and God's light and love is what shines through those cracks of your brokenness that creates the light, the glow, the goldenness of what that vase represents. And that's you and I. And I know that now is the time to step boldly into my faith, to talk more about Jesus. You know what? Being a Christian is not boring. And if you're born, you're broke. So Christians called to live an abundant life. The coaching industry loves to talk about abundance. The coaching industry loves to talk about manifestation. Well, you know who started that? You know who started that, sister girl? God. G-O-D, the best three letters, okay, is God. He started that, and he calls the life of a Christian to those things. He wants you to have fruit in your life, meaning he wants you to have the desires of your heart that help you bring heaven here on earth. And if I can share Jesus in a way that has people be receptive, and I have a platform to do it, when things are crazy in our world, when things are chaotic and they're only going to get worse, then why would I not do that? And so now is the time. And that's what I'm excited about. And so things that you can expect on the podcast are going to be more interviews. I felt like with this current podcast with business, I was very much boxed in, which was funny because that's why I started this episode, to not be boxed in. I was very much boxed into people specifically in business. I always want to hear people's story, 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 stories. You know, I love stories, and I'm not just talking about Instagram stories, but that is one of the reasons why I love stories. And I love storytelling, and I love cinematography, and I love talking to people and building relationships and hearing their stories, because their home is where their story starts. And everyone has a story, and you don't get to know people's stories unless they let you in. You can't read a book by its cover. Okay. How many cliches can I put into one podcast? And so, yes, I got to hear people's stories kind of how they started their business and that, but I want to hear people's testimonies. I want to hear what God has done in their life. I want to hear the hope, the encouragement. I want to hear the tests that they've had in their lives to bring them to their testimony of God's faithfulness and God's goodness, because he is a good, good father, and more people need to know about him. I'm like, are we playing? Like, do people think like hell is cute? And like, it's just like one of those, like, whatever, that Lil Nas Grammy or concert, or not Lil Nas. I mean, he was the one who had the, like, quote unquote, the blood in the shoe. Who was it this year at the Grammys? Oh, Sam Smith. Sam Smith. Okay. Hell is not just some like production with like red horns and like some fake like fire. Okay. Hell is real. You burn 24/7 every day, 365. It ain't cute. And I don't want you to go there. I love you too much for you to not know the truth and not to have an opportunity to know your creator and accept Jesus into your life. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Some of the episodes that I am going to do are the seven deadly sins. So an episode on each sin, like gluttony, things like that. Sloth is another one. So we're going to talk about that, talk about just debunking religious mindsets as well, and talking about generational things. There's so, like, honestly, there's just so much to talk about, and probably a lot of things that we are going to talk about, you may have already heard me speak about, but just in bits and pieces, and nothing that is focused on faith. And so, you know what? Faith goes everywhere. Faith does go in the business sector. It does go into your finances. It does play a part in your health. It does play a part in your marriages and relationship. Faith goes everywhere. God is everywhere, and he is with you. And I love business. I love geeking out on that type of stuff. And so I'm sure I will find some way to tie in business, because I'm going to need somewhere to talk about that. And so I'm sure, like I said, I'll be able to tie that in somehow. I mean, Marketplace Ministry, hello, somebody. Okay. So be on the lookout for new episodes starting in September. This will be the last episode that you'll be hearing for a little bit. So August, I am going to go through all the back end stuff, all the admin things of creating new cover art and new branding and new intro and outro and description of the show and planning out different episodes and setting up interviews. And then we are going to be launching sometime in September. If you want to be the first to know, then this is what I want you to do. I want you to head over to the Instagram Insider Scoop. Okay. So if you go to emmycornwell.com/scoop, that's what I got for you. I want you to go there, put your email in. You are going to be the first to know. My Instagram Insider Scoop community is not going anywhere, but they are going to be the first to know, because there are going to be some changes there as well. So make sure you head on over. That is where the giveaway is going to be hosted as well. And I'm not exactly sure 100% what I'm going to be giving away, because literally this just got all downloaded to me in less than a week, and I am taking messy action. I don't have time for it, but it's lighting my fire up. And that's how I know that I'm supposed to be doing this, because I'm actually in action. And I feel a lot of things that I've been doing this year have been met with resistance. And that's because I was doing it on my own strength instead of being led by the Holy Spirit. So head on over to emmycornwell.com/scoop, put in your email, and you'll also get a cool freebie to help you out with your Instagram. So, I mean, win-win. Part of the giveaway will absolutely be some of my favorite Christian apparel, because faith and fashion, you know, if you don't look good, so what is the, if you look good, you do good. Okay. I used to say that for soccer as a goalkeeper, because I used to have like, I used to dress cool as a goalkeeper in soccer before like it was a trend. I feel like I'm a trendsetter. Okay. But I used to say, you gotta look good to play good. And so you gotta look good to do good. I love fashion. It's really cool. Some of the pieces, I'm actually wearing a shirt right now that says pray. And then on the back, it has the Lord's Prayer, and you would have no clue. You would have no clue. It's super cool, but it's a conversation starter. Fun fact before we end and move on is I was at TSA in LAX, and I was getting frisked down because I was pregnant. I was coming home from a mastermind that I was teaching at for Project Me in LA. And I didn't want to go through the x-ray machine, so I knew I was going to have to get a female cyst, which I already do anyways, because I have a hip replacement. But she was winding me down and patting me down in all the awesome areas. But she had to look at my back of my shirt, and she goes, I really like your shirt. I knew that she knew what that was. And that was so cool. And that is a conversation. And conversations equals cash in business. But you know what it equals in the kingdom? Because money is like, faith is the currency in the kingdom. And so conversations leads you to be able to share your story, your testimony of faith, of hope, of what God has done. And that equals cash money. Maybe not like the ones you can take to the bank, but you're going to be so, so rich in other ways that are really priceless. Okay. So also make sure you follow me at the Hey Hey Emmy, and I'm going to update everything there because I haven't gotten into the new Instagram yet. So on Instagram, make sure you head over there, follow me, send me a message, tell me if you're excited or maybe you're not. And that's okay. If you are not someone who wants to follow me and us to the next show, to the Imperfect Christian, that's okay. I totally get it. I hope you do. I love you. I cannot wait to continue the conversation with you. If you choose to do that, that would be my hope, but permission granted, if this is not your thing, then it's okay. I still love you. And hopefully we can still be friends. So that's what I'm saying. Head over to the Hey Hey Emmy on Instagram and we can hang out there. Okay. You're amazing. I'm so appreciative of all the love, all the support, all the shares, all the 5-star Apple reviews, all the input, all the questions, all everything you have been a part, something I have loved doing. And I love doing it. My coach even mentioned to me, she's like, man, you really must love doing your podcast because you've still done it through everything with Cam. I find a way. It is not an excuse to have children, and it's not an excuse to have children with needs that are extra. Really, it's just driving me in decisions that I make even more so than before. And this is one of them. And I'm really, really excited. And I hope you join us for the journey. All right. We will see you in September. I do not know what date. So make sure you're on the list, emmycornwell.com/scoop. We will see you in September for the Imperfect Christian podcast. See you then.
If you loved this episode, I would be so honored if you would subscribe to the show. Make sure to take a screenshot, share this to your Instagram stories, and tag me at Hey Hey Emmy so I can see it and we can keep the convo going. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please write a 5-star review on iTunes. Not only will this make me super happy, but it will allow for other peeps to find our show too. Once you do that review, send me a DM on Instagram so I can hook you up with a free audit of your IG bio. The only way you can get that IG bio audit is to do the 5-star Apple review. So don't forget to write your IG handle on the review so I know it's you. Okay, sister, you know what to do. Until we hang out together again on the next podcast party, have the best day ever.